161. Gird up the loins of thine endeavour, that haply thou mayst guide thy neighbour to the law of God, the most merciful. Such an act, verily, excelleth all other acts in the sight of God, the all-possessing, the most high. Such must be thy steadfastness in the cause of God, that no earthly thing whatsoever will have the power to deter thee from thy duty. Though the powers of earth be leagued against thee, though all men dispute with thee, thou must remain unshaken. Be unrestrained as the wind while carrying the message of him who hath caused the dawn of divine guidance to break. Consider how the wind, faithful to that which God hath ordained, bloweth upon all the regions of the earth, be they inhabited or desolate. Neither the sight of desolation nor the evidences of prosperity can either pain or please it. It bloweth in every direction, as bidden by its Creator. So should be every one that claimeth to be a lover of the one true God. It behoveth him to fix his gaze upon the fundamentals of his faith, and to labour diligently for its propagation. Wholly for the sake of God he should proclaim his message, and with that same spirit accept whatever response his words may evoke in his hearer. He who shall accept and believe shall receive his reward, and he who shall turn away shall receive none other than his own punishment. On the eve of our departure from Iraq, we have warned the faithful to anticipate the appearance of the birds of darkness. There can be no doubt whatever that the croaking of the raven shall be raised in certain lands, as it hath been heard in recent years. Whatever may betide, seek refuge in the one true God, that he may shield you from the wiles of the impostor. Verily I say, in this most mighty revelation, all the dispensations of the past have attained their highest, their final consummation. Thus counselleth you your Lord, the all-knowing, the all-wise. Praised be to God, the Lord of all worlds.